Eric Knight is an inventor by trade and a serial entrepreneur. An engineer and UConn alum, he lists inventions in e-commerce and rocket science among his achievements.
I like approaching problems and challenges that haven't been solved.
But he says nothing in his career has motivated him in quite the way this latest challenge has.
As all of us, we know people who've had Alzheimer's disease, and it's something that everyone has been touched by.
While mulling the problem back in 2010, he came across research from a team at the University of South Florida, published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. It showed that treatment with an electromagnetic field seemed to reverse cognitive impairment in mice that had been specially bred to have Alzheimer's disease.
Inside the cage were the mice and a radio transmitter, and twice a day for 1 hour they had this radio transmitter on, and they did that every day for the course of 7 months.
The mice that had this treatment began to show signs that their brain function was improving, like finding their way more easily through a test maze. And when they were dissected, the beta amyloid plaques in their brains that are a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease were found to have been inhibited or even reversed. Though he has no medical background, Knight does have expertise in radio communications and avionics, having worked on a team that sent the first privately funded rocket into space.
Kind of the aha moment was when I was thinking back on the antennas that we had used in our rocket. Instead of them broadcasting outward from the rocket, to flip them around and have these thin antennas be able to broadcast inward to a patient's brain.
And that's what led to his invention.
So I'm going to plug in 12-volt power supply. And right now, it's already turned on, and it's generating the same sort of...
It's a device that's worn on the patient's head that can be used to give a controlled radio frequency dose to the brain without interfering with any other electronics in the room where it's being used.
Because this is going to be designed to be portable, and no one's going to want to lug around a many-pound power supply. This is showing a little battery pack.
Just last week, he got the U.S. Patent Office's seal of approval.
I was very surprised to hear about his patent, but applaud him for the marvelous job that he did in putting the patent together.
That's Dr. Gary Arendash, the lead author of the original study in mice. He too has been working to commercialize his research and has founded a company called NeuroEM Therapeutics, based in Phoenix, Arizona. After WNPR approached him about Knight's invention, the two got in contact for the first time.
I think he has a remarkable perspective and can certainly add to what we've already done out here as far as designing antennas and improving on the actual device that is eventually used.
Now a collaboration may be in the offing, which could potentially lead to human clinical trials. Arendash says he has patients willing to participate and the trial is already designed, but he still has to secure funding for what could be a pricey undertaking. Millions are being poured into Alzheimer's research all over the world, much of the cash for new pharmaceutical treatments, and there's no guarantee this alternative track will be a winner.
Conceptually, it is an intriguing approach.
Dr. George Cushell is the chair of geriatrics at the UConn Center on Aging. He can't comment on the efficacy of using electromagnetic fields, but he says the general idea of targeting amyloid plaques is sound.
An approach that would increase the ability of the brain to get rid of the toxic amyloid in early stages before the disease becomes very advanced, and to do it in a way that could potentially be non-toxic would be attractive.
But he sounds a note of caution. He says patients who have developed symptoms of Alzheimer's and been diagnosed are already far advanced in the disease. There's as yet no way to pick up on the very early stages of Alzheimer's. And he says what works in mice in past studies has very often failed in human trials, perhaps because the mice are comparatively young, while in humans the aging process complicates the disease.
Animal models of Alzheimer's disease have been, on the one hand, incredibly useful to understand certain mechanistic aspects of these diseases. The problem is, first of all, at the simplest level, is that mice are not people, and particularly at the level of the brain.
But inventor Eric Knight is still hoping his work will eventually be vindicated.
There's now 5.3 million people in the U.S. and 44 million people worldwide with this terrible, terrible disease. If we can maintain their health for the long term, that's really what this invention is designed to do.
Harriet Jones, WNPR News.